So while it loads, I'll tell you I have no financial disclosures. And I'm Julie Willems-Andike, as you know, and we'll be talking about politics of partnership and policy with the county health rankings. I want to begin by acknowledging my terrific colleagues at the University of Wisconsin, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Burness Communication, and numerous public health organizations without which this work would not be happening. So let me spend a few moments and just give you a quick background about the rankings, and then spend the majority of my time here talking about political challenges that communities have faced as they've gone to use the rankings to take action, and then conclude with a few comments about health policy. So this is our logic model, and the whole purpose of the rankings is to take secondary data, calculate rankings, summative fashion, to show in relative comparison to each other how counties rank in terms of their health in a community. The purpose is to garner great media attention because we want to create a buzz and a call to action, not only to public health people, but to a wide variety of partners in the community, with the intent that they will come together to select evidence-informed policies and programs to improve health in their community. This is our model upon which we rank. The green boxes on the top of the rankings represent health outcomes or a picture of today's health in your community, and we look at data that describes length of life and quality of life. The blue boxes represent health factors or the determinants of health, and we calculate a second set of rankings, which is a picture of tomorrow's health in your community and also is a great guidepost to where people can make changes. In the bottom left-hand corner, you'll see programs and policies that drive those health factors that ultimately drive health outcomes. And this is the critical part about action. Now, here was a great aha moment I had yesterday listening to Mayor Joe Reardon of Wyandotte County, Kansas, talk about this model while he wasn't talking about it. And when I queried him further about what compelled him as an elected official to take the lead on responding to the county health rankings, one of the things he said is because it was all together here. You presented it to us in an integrated fashion. It wasn't just this about tobacco and that about education and this about economic development, but you pulled it all together and made this compelling case for why it was essential for us to respond to everything in order to improve the health of our community. So this is a political tool as well as a model for data. This is where you'll find the rankings. If you haven't been there, how many of you have been to the County Health Rankings website? Thank you. You'll know you can find a map of your health outcomes, you can find overall rankings, you can drill down and look at all of the specific data at the county level. Again, the whole purpose is to take action. And one of the key, another political lesson in this is to really bring the people in that inner core together. That action to improve the health of the community focused on the social determinants requires not just public health, not just health care, but our elected officials, our business leaders, our education leaders, our funding partners, our community members, all to come together. And as you look at the outside of that model, it'll look like a community health assessment improvement planning process. If you're a public health official, if you're a nurse, it might look like the nursing process. If you're a business leader, it might look like a strategic planning cycle. If you're an educator, it might look like a school health improvement cycle. And so what we have strived to do is make our language very plain and simple so that regardless of where you come from, you can see yourself in this model and see yourself in this language. So, we do intend to increase awareness through the media, and the rankings have been quite successful at that. Last year, we had media coverage in all 50 states and quite extensive in a number of states, both through online, print, radio, and television. When I first came to the rankings team, sometimes I was a little troubled by how simplistic we made the messages. I'm a scientist and I want precision. And so what I have learned in the 2 years that I have worked on this project is that if you gain clarity about what you want to communicate to your community and you repeat it and you link it to effective ways people can act on it, you can have great success. So these are our key messages, where we live, learn, work, and play matter for how long we live and how well we live. Much of what influences health happens outside the doctor's office. You know, and it struck me, Pat, when you were making your opening comments, we assume things that everybody else knows, but this is a real wake-up call to a lot of people. They figure health happens in the doctor's office. The rankings can help counties see where they're doing well and they're not doing well, so they can make changes. Change begins by bringing everybody together to work on this. And the rankings are not about a race to the top. It's a tool for looking at improvement as we move forward. And in this past year, we were able to use that tool to really help communities tell the story of the action they're taking in their community to address those determinants of health. So, challenges. One of the first challenges is when a county ranks poorly, the first impulse is to question the data. And Mayor Worden said something interesting yesterday, which was any smart politician knows to run as fast as you can away from bad data. You do not want to line yourself up with being the worst county in the state. You want to line yourself up with being the most livable city, the most bikeable city, the most economically prosperous city. And you put your public health director out in front of that bad stuff or somebody else in your organization. And again, his reason for doing that in such a different fashion was because he saw the compelling need with the integration of the data. But one of our responses is, okay, the data may not be perfect, but look at the total picture, give people opportunity to discuss and question and add further data to the mix. And the bottom line still comes, how can we improve the health of this community? Who will lead? And that model that we have about all of those key partners in the middle is really critical, because as we look at who will lead health improvement efforts in our community, I think it's important to consider that it does not necessarily need to be public health officials leading. They need to be there, and they need to be at this table, and they need to be their supporting leaders. But it's very important to consider that many times a chamber president, an elected official, a hospital leader may have more positional authority and more opportunity to align with other people in the community and to bring other people to the table than that public health official may. And I say this lovingly as a former public health official. I alluded to this earlier about that we speak different languages. And I'm on a mission. Nicho's going to kill me for saying this, but I'm on a mission to eliminate cha and chip from any public health official's jargon in the future, because nobody else knows what we're talking about when we say cha and chip, and they're turned off by it. It sounds like some bureaucratic jargon when it's the most critical function we do as public health. So how about action planning for health? Or help me think of something better than cha chip. I mean, I'm not dissing the activity. It's the language around it. But you know what? The educators have their own things, and the hospital people have their own jargon. And so we need to learn to keep each other on jargon alert and talk in as plain and simple language as we can about this important work together. There's a tendency in communities that people just want to get community health improvement planning work done to meet requirements. Hospitals around the community benefits, public health agencies around accreditation, and we need to be vigilant about this and cautious about this, that we're doing these kind of activities and moving them forward in a meaningful fashion rather than in a just check the box fashion, because that's also a great way to alienate your partners in the community if they think they're just there to help you meet some kind of mandate rather than to really work together to improve the health of your community. We've all heard there's no money. That is a political challenge. But it is also fascinating to me that when there's no money, sometimes that's where you can see the greatest creativity coming forward and also the greatest impetus that's where there still is money. And it's most important to figure out how we best be good stewards of the money that is there. And then finally, going back to the model, is really looking at not just health behaviors, but looking at that model comprehensively, looking at the weights in the model, and looking at what we all know, which is the social and economic factors and their influence on determining health, and being able to communicate that for people to move into action to address not just tobacco or obesity, but also educational outcomes, economic development outcomes, community safety outcomes in your jurisdiction. Which leads me to my final slide, which is one of the ways we can be most effective in doing that is focusing on policy systems and environmental change. And so this slide actually comes courtesy of Abby Kofsky, my colleague at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and helps us begin to think about lining up the county health rankings model with effective policies and programs that can influence those, and really focusing, as we have so effectively in tobacco, around what are the high-yield policies to get the most effect for our community, and how can we look at those kinds of actions in the social and economic factors. A tease as I conclude, later this spring, as part of the County Health Rankings and Roadmap site, we will be launching an evidence-based searchable database that you can go to find the latest evidence, and with a rating about how well supported it is, and links to the literature about that evidence, and also we'll be developing links to practice implementation. So we want to do a vending machine policy in our community. Let's go to one place and find some samples from other communities. So stay tuned, and we'll work to help empower you further to overcome political challenges in your community to advance health. Thank you.